tarnish the, you may or may not be aware, there's been a change in the international classification of diseases and chronic pain. We've gone from what they call ICD-10 to ICD-11, where chronic pain is now recognised as a disease in its own right, as distinct from a symptom of another disease. And I know that our response in Ireland has to be to put in place a pilot programme, but that's all we've done. If you look at other countries worldwide, while you say we've made progress, Ireland is not a good place for those who suffer from chronic pain. And I really think it needs to move to the top of the agenda, because you're telling me that SAILTA have various initiatives, they're looking to recruit consultants, they've approved this, they've approved that. But I can tell you that patients in chronic pain in Sligo, Leitrim, Donegal, because it covers that entire area, wait long, long times to get access to a clinic.
Thank you, Deputy. There have been many stoppages
in the service, and now, with no notice, it's gone. Yes, they're promised the closure is temporary. I want an absolute guarantee that that's
the case. Thank you, Deputy.
Case.
The time is up now, please.
Deputy, as I said earlier, the locum will be appointed in July. Arrangements include for those, in terms of alternative arrangements, for appointments being offered in Kingsbridge. And then the NTPF is also has a number of schemes for the SAILTA group that should also help in terms of providing treatment to people. I don't disagree with your fundamental point about the importance of pain management. And as you say, it's a disease in itself now, but it has very significant implications for patients, those with persistent pain or chronic pain. It hasn't, over the last decade or so, from where it was, very embryonic service, I think has improved significantly. It's very unfortunate that two would leave at the one time. And I think every effort must be made to accelerate the recruitment of permanent replacements for those two consultants who have left. In the meantime, we've got to use the locum system and also the NTPF and funding for the NTPF.